Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Kitchen Garden magazine offers down-to-earth advice to make sure you get the tastiest produce from your plot. Packed with hints and tips on growing your own fruit and veg, it's perfect for beginners and experts alike.
We have a very special subscription offer for our podcast listeners. Get the printed magazine and free seeds delivered to your door, an interactive digital version for tablets and smartphones, access to a 10-year back issue archive, and exclusive content on the KG Subs Club website.
And all this could be yours for just £4.99 a month, an absolute bargain. Go to www.classicmagazines.co.uk/KG264 for all the details.
Bringing the joy to veg growing. Gardening writer Wendy Piller violated the rule, never meet your heroes, when she visited veg-growing legend Joy Larkcombe at her home in Ireland. She was very glad that she did. I discovered Joy Larkcombe's work a few years ago and realised that my favourite TV gardeners had been inspired by her. The more of her books that I read, the more I am in awe of what she has achieved. Joy is like the great Victorian plant hunters who combed the planet for exotics, but with vegetables instead of rhododendrons. She has spent her life pushing the boundaries of vegetable growing and, despite her unassuming manner, has had a huge impact on the way we grow and eat vegetables and salads. A vegetable treasure hunt. A trained horticulturist, Joy is scientific in her approach. In 1976, she went on a year-long European veg tour. Her husband, Don, gave up his job and spent the year doing the domestic duties and homeschooling their two children. The family toured Europe in a caravan, while Joy scouted for endangered varieties of vegetables and methods of growing them, collecting seed as she went. It was a fortuitous moment for the tour. Big agriculture had not yet extinguished peasant growing methods in much of Europe, and the multinational seed companies had not yet taken over. The lettuce, Lollo Rosso, was one of Joy's introductions from the veg tour. Before that, all lettuce was of the round green variety. The art of the mixed salad, full of different flavours and textures, had once been strong in England, but had been lost, but fortunately not in Europe. There Joy discovered red chicories from Italy and rocket, among others. It took a while to filter through, but the new salad leaves, coupled with the cut-and-come-again technique that Joy also popularised, revolutionised our salads. The travels continue. In 1980, Joy decided that she wanted to tour China, Japan and the Far East to learn about Oriental vegetables. This was communist China, and it took until 1985 and a great deal of persistence to get permission, including learning Mandarin to be able to converse with gardeners. When I asked Joy about the many languages she learnt to aid her research, she is typically self-deprecating, saying, "Oh, it's very shallow." Talking about her Italian, she says that she is a past master at making a little language go a long way. But even if that's true, how many people do you know with a shallow grasp of Mandarin, along with several European languages? The challenge in China was that there was no commercial supply chain for seeds, all seeds being home-saved and passed around locally. Always having a practical eye to bringing home seeds and methods that people could use in the UK, this was frustrating. The Mandarin was useful, though, in asking what is this in Chinese markets. Even getting people to write it down didn't always help, though. Owing to the complexity of Chinese characters, it can take hours to look up just one of them in the dictionary, as each stroke has to be separately deciphered. Bringing the knowledge home. The book Oriental Vegetables that came out of the tour was a revelation and is still ahead of its time 20 years later. Gardening is quite conservative, so many of Joy's ideas are still avant-garde, and the books are well worth exploring for the adventurous gardener. Joy also explored the idea of growing vegetables ornamentally, as in the centuries-old French potagers like Villandry, which has been lost. The traditional pretty flower garden and the vegetable patch over there, out of sight, didn't work for modern small gardens and busy lives. The result of research that started in France and embraced Australia and the USA was the beautiful and influential book Creative Vegetable Gardening, which is full of inspiration for an edimental garden. Joy's Island Adventure. On retirement, Joy and Don moved to Ireland and started again with a half-acre plot. Joy still lives there, although Don sadly died in 2017. The directions to the farmhouse involve counting telegraph poles and a caution that one road might be underwater if it is a spring tide. It proved sensible to build in getting lost time, and I was only half an hour or so late. The new garden brought new challenges, chief among them being the wind. Cue a whole new set of experimental growing methods. Expensive zigzag windbreak fences were installed, so sturdy that they're still as good as new 16 years later. Joy describes the gardeners installing the fencing over Christmas. It was raining so hard we were sure they wouldn't turn up, but we spotted something yellow up the garden, and there they were, digging the holes, dressed in their fishing gear. Hardy trees are planted in the triangles of the zigzags, chosen for their ability to withstand salt-laden wind. Inside the garden, further windbreaks protect more vulnerable plants in a fan-shaped layout. It's a fine day when I visit, but the wind still moans through the windbreak netting as we wander around the garden. All of the trees make a wonderfully peaceful and sheltered space, though. Joy depends on people helping her with garden these days. With the mild climate and plentiful rain, she says, you can hear the grass growing. Combined with a rich soil, the climate makes fruit growing vigorously, and it's hard to maintain restricted forms, so the apple tunnel has closed up in the middle. If I did it again, I'd make it a much wider arch, says Joy, still always thinking of future projects. Between the house and the barn sits a greenhouse, full of vibrantly healthy tomato plants on my visit. The trusses are decorated with packets of predator series, biological controls being another of Joy's contributions to gardening. The greenhouse is bespoke, with an inset in the brick bed walls to enable Joy to reach the tomatoes, and a place to sit with a gin and tonic. The beds are curved to make it easy to push a barrow around. This was one of Joy's bright ideas, which she says she gets overnight. Don used to dread waking in the morning to the words, I've had an idea. These days, Joy is less able to stand or walk for any length of time, but she still nips around the garden with bright-eyed enthusiasm and caresses the plants like loved pets. The garden is now a little overgrown, but still has a lovely atmosphere and is very productive. Most of the veg are in raised beds. We were advised to tie the sides together to stop them bowing, but we didn't bother. They bowed, of course, so we just called them the boat beds and pretended that they were supposed to be that shape. The boat beds always contain pumpkins and sweet corn mixed, grown organically, of course, along with Italian chicories. The research continues. Available research funds never kept pace with Joy's inquiring mind over the years, and much research was self-funded or relied on the help of others, like a kind Japanese lady who translated a seed catalogue down the phone and wouldn't accept any payment. Other times, Joy paid for translations from her own funds. Owing to the sheer quantity of research, there is a large archive of material, much of it not yet published. Some of it is currently being collated for the Garden Museum in Lambeth Palace. It is to be hoped that it will be preserved for future researchers to mine. Not all of Joy's books are in print. However, second-hand copies are easy to find online, for example at Amazon or abebooks.co.uk. That's A-B-E books. Creative Vegetable Gardening has just been republished. It is a beautiful book full of inspiration on growing vegetables ornamentally and highly recommended. Creative Vegetable Gardening. It is rare to find a book that is both full of beautiful, inspiring photographs and actual down-to-earth advice on creating such effects. That is the particular genius of Joy Larkham. A trained horticulturist, but way ahead of the curve in terms of her ideas and research, the world of gardening still hasn't caught up with Joy. Creative Vegetable Gardening was first published in 1997 and has been reissued unchanged, but it is still absolutely fresh and up to date. The book covers the history of the potager, detailed design information on all the elements of a garden, and extensive information on the planting. The last part of the book is a detailed A to Z of plants, with spacings, timings, and growing tips. If you want to create a garden that is beautiful to look at, but will still feed you well, this is certainly the first book to consult, and maybe the only one that you need. Creative Vegetable Gardening by Joy Larkham, published by Octopus Books, 2018, at £18.99.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.